We have a number of topics that are covered in the paper. I've reordered them in the things I'm going to talk to you about today. And what I'd like to concentrate on are some topics that I think corporate counsel in-house and outside might see commonly when their clients intersect with a Chapter 11 case. So I'm going to focus on basically sales of assets and executory contract issues, sometimes talking about oil and gas and service company side stuff. Why is this important to a group of corporate counsel here at a UTCLE presentation? Since 2015, Haynes & Boone has been tracking and publishing the tracker of all oil and E&P cases, actually, in North America, U.S. and Canada. As you can see, the rate of filing has continued to ramp up over the last 16 months, and now we are at about 59 E&P company filings, disposing of approximately $19 billion in debt. And that debt number is secured and unsecured, and that comes from the first-day filings that debtors file with their first-day papers. So those debt numbers actually don't take into account things like contract rejection damages. So these numbers are understated by a pretty large magnitude, I would assume. I see folks taking a picture of that slide. These slides are available on our website, haynesboone.com, as is an OFS, Oil Field Services Tracker. This one is very current. We updated it on the 3rd. Our oil field services tracker was updated, I think, at the end of March, and we do these periodically. So, again, why is this important? 59 E&P cases dealing with $19 billion of debt, according to the Chapter 11 companies. According to the Journal, 2 weeks ago, the top 10 U.S. banks in the energy lending area have about $86 billion in exposure. That doesn't take into E&P. That doesn't take into account foreign banks, and more importantly, it doesn't take into account the small regional banks where a lot of this debt is parked. So I guess the takeaway from these two slides is